This week's elections did not dramatically change the leadership in Congress. UW-Madison agriculture economist Paul Mitchell says that's good news for those waiting for a farm bill. The legislation was never brought up for a full vote in the House because of disagreements over how much to cut the food stamp program. The vote was postponed until sometime after the election. With the election over, Mitchell says there's no political incentive to delay the vote.
I'm a little more hopeful that we will see a lame duck one. A lame duck farm bill pass, but never say never. You never know what will happen out in D.C. sometimes.
Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble is a member of the House Agriculture Committee. He says the House could vote on the farm bill by year's end. Ribble says it needs to be passed soon because there are savings in it that will help lawmakers reach $1.2 trillion in cuts over the next 10 years. If that goal isn't reached, Ribble says the savings that would have been realized in the farm bill could come out of other government agencies.
There is savings in the farm bill that will be needed to offset some of the things required to put sequestration aside. And my guess is they're going to use those savings out of the farm bill to get toward that end.
Before voting on the bill, House members will continue to hear from constituents and lobbyists. Groups are seeking, among other things, permanent disaster recovery funding and the easing of eligibility requirements for the Milk Income Loss Contract Program, which compensates farmers when domestic milk prices fall below a certain level. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.